It's time for the weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia. The fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch were joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
We have two items in the PolitiFact Virginia column to ask you about today. First of all, a statement made by Patrick Wales. Now, he represents the Virginia Uranium Company, which wants to lift the ban on uranium mining in Southside Virginia and start mining a deposit of the ore in Pennsylvania County. He made a statement that there is over 20 times more energy in a proposed Southside uranium mining site than there is in all the oil that's estimated to be off Virginia's coast. Now, you check the statistics on that. What did you find out?
Sure. Wales said the mining and milling would yield 119 million pounds of uranium oxide. That's of the uranium oxide that's sold to electric utilities. And that estimate comes from a 2008 study commissioned by Wales Company, Virginia Uranium. Now, there is no independent estimate of how much uranium there is at the site, but that 119 million pound figure was cited and not questioned in a study on the risks of the mining enterprise conducted last year by the National Academy of Science. Now, on the oil reserves, Wales pointed to an estimate by the Virginia Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy when a section of the off the coast of Virginia was considered for a lease sale in 2008 and 2009. Now, that department estimated that 165 million barrels of oil could be pumped from the beds. Now, the federal government and the governor used a smaller estimate of 130 million barrels of oil in 2009 and 2010. And we should note that the projections of the amount of oil are wide-ranging and somewhat speculative since the surveys of the seabed are some 40 to 50 years old. Now, with those qualifiers in mind, a pound of uranium oxide contains the energy equivalent of about 31 barrels of fuel oil, according to federal estimates. And that would mean that the amount of uranium estimated to be at the Southside site would be would have 22.4 times the amount of energy of the oil that's estimated offshore. So we rate the claim true.
Okay, and we point out that whether to lift the moratorium on uranium mining in Virginia will be one of the big issues at the Virginia General Assembly, which opens this week for a 46-day session. Okay, another item you wrote about recently was on the Bob-o-meter. That's where you rate the campaign promises of Governor Bob McDonnell, and your counterparts in other states are doing the same for their governors. One of the promises McDonnell made when he was running was to seek tougher identity theft laws. So you checked him out. How's he doing?
Well, McDonald had specifically promised that people who obtain identities with the intent to sell or distribute them would be subject to the penalties of a Class 4 felony, and thieves who use the stolen identities to buy merchandise, impersonate a police officer, or impede a criminal investigation were to face a Class 5 felony. And legislation containing those exact provisions was introduced in January 2010 by Delegate Robert Bell, an Albemarle Republican. Now, under the measure, anyone who sold or distributed stolen identities would face a mandatory prison term of at least 2 years and up to a $100,000 fine. Now, anyone who used stolen identities to buy goods, impersonate law enforcement, or impede a criminal investigation faced the possibility of a year in prison and a $2,500 fine. Now, the bill died in committee. The state was emerging from a recession in early 2010, and Bell said lawmakers were reluctant to pass legislation that would drive up costs by increasing the number of state prisoners. Bell said he plans to reintroduce the measure on McDonald's behalf this winter. The delegate also noted that under current state law, a person has to steal and distribute at least five identities before it becomes a felony, while under his proposal, just one instance would be enough for a felony. So McDonald did follow through on his vow to introduce legislation toughening identity theft laws, so we rate this a promise kept.